Blog Talk Radio.
Different day, but same damn bad. You're on my porch, and I don't even have to ask. I see tears in your eyes as you come inside and break down. From him, and you'll be home before morn. Here's a friendly hug, followed by tough love. Are you ready?
Press number one if you want to join us in the chat room. Also, if you want to join us in
The chat room, you can hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Know Your Enemy, KNOWUREMY. We're doing the show mostly like 5 to 6 days this week. It all depends, you know, on whatever's going on in the world. Maybe some special event going on throughout the week. Or, you know, if we just get urged to do some special topic. Tomorrow night, we're going to be doing story night. So if you're interested in that, you should have some fun. It's going to be twisted. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun. Friday night, we're going to be doing, Wednesday night, we're going to be doing story night. Thursday night, we're going to be doing poetry night. And on Saturday, we're going to be doing the audience topic night. So if anybody want to do a topic, all you have to do is hit me up either on my Twitter or my Facebook. My Twitter is KNOW. And on Facebook, KNOW.NIGI. Now, I know I got a little bit tongue twisted and a little confused there for a minute, but it's because after watching the debate, it was just so crazy, so confusing. I don't know if anybody else felt like me. It just felt like a whole bunch of talking in circles. I was like, well, basically, she said some relevant stuff, but she didn't really put up seeming like, you know, gung-ho, got your back, stand your ground, stand back, you know, handle business type person. And Trump, you know, he did his usual performance, but he was a very aggressive person. And I know with leadership, you have to be very, you know, direct. You got to be, even if you're wrong, you have to seem like you're confident about what you're saying. Because only that way you think he would have so many followers, because other than that, it would be a whole lot of contradictions. But even with Trump seeming, you know, arrogant or talk trash, whatever like that, he never backs down. That's the one thing you can say about him. He's always the person to jump in. Even when they were trying to switch the questions and go to the next thing or the next topic, or, you know, she might say something and they thought they was going to move on, Trump always addresses things. So in his defense, when I watched the debate, I was like, you know, Trump, he's very aggressive. But now there are also other countries with his mouth. America would be definitely taken out worse than Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and what happened with Hitler. So I say I voted no confidence, but I know we're not going to be doing like Star Wars, you know, going to a republic or whatever you want to call it, or dictatorship, or, you know, whatever happens when both parties are just not fit for it. But anyway, since we can't really agree on leadership, and since that's not really going to be a good topic for us tonight, that's why I say we're going to say forget political BS and let's focus on a real debate. And what we'll be focusing on is, what do we need to do to improve the financial crisis in America? What action should be taken to lower crime? How should these clowns and dirty cops be disciplined? If neither candidate is fit to guide Americans, what should happen next? And all this and more is going to be discussed tonight, like medical companies getting over on people, better health care, and having quality teachers. So if you have any ideas on this topic, or if you have any questions, you want to send it to the chat room or on Facebook, you can send it to me there and I can read it over the airwaves and we can go from there. But if you've never been a part of this Blog Talk Radio system, if this is your first time hearing it by airwaves or by phone, if you want to become a part of the community, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com and sign up and put your personal information in. Not like no, you know, social security and all that other stuff. It's just basically like your email, whatever you want your name to be. And you can join us in the chat room and be able to talk live. Also, once you do that, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. And then you can join us in the chat room to be able to discuss tonight's topic. And if you never heard any of the topics on here, or maybe you've been on Blog Talk here and there, we do poetry shows. We do Get It Off Your Chest. We do comedy. We do interviews. And we play music. So if you're into, like, expanding your mind, having a good time, relaxing after a long day at work, or maybe you just have so much stuff going on that you want to let it out on the airwaves, you can always do it here. For those that want to promote their books, that are authors or poets or journalists or you have an idea for a business, or maybe you've already been out there or you're just starting up. We do interviews on here for $25, and all we need from you is your bio kit, three clips of your work, your contact information, your pictures. Why do I need this? So I can give you a great interview to promote your works, and most of all, try to help you get more followers and help you get paid. Now, why we charge 25 is because in the past, we used to do almost like, what, 20 to 50 interviews in like 4 or 5 months. And I mean, it was really hectic, but the traffic was heavy. So on that part, it was a good thing. But sometimes, people be like, if it's free, then you don't show up. You show up at the last minute, you don't give all your work. Or you just say, hey, it's just a show. It's not like I'm getting paid for it. So why should I have to pay for it? And with that in mind, it's not fair to have somebody do all the work, put you out there, promote all week long, and then get the short end of the stick. So just like if you're going to your job and you work to get paid the same way here. So if you wouldn't want your check to get snatched at you from the end of the week, and you would put in all your 40 hours, 20 hours of overtime, yeah, that's why we do that. But now with all that said in mind, like I said, let's get on to tonight's topic. Now I've heard out in like Virginia, South Carolina, and Alabama, they've had the clowns going on. Some people say they're even going state to state. Now, my question is this. It's already bad enough people out here robbing you in the streets. It's even bad enough you have people stalkers. It's even bad with us having the IP address thing going on. But for somebody to literally dress up like clowns, go around and hunt places, go in groups and do stuff, and posting this stuff on Facebook, I mean, it's blatant disrespect. It's basically saying they're like some sort of cult. So if you got people banding together, dressing up, I mean, they got their families doing it, they got their kids doing it, they got random teenagers thinking like cool and stuff like that, and then we got Halloween coming around the corner. Can you picture on Halloween 200 to 500 people dressing up like clowns and jumping out the woods and killing people and catching kids trick-or-treating, and you might be coming off from a nice date and somebody being inside your house about to stab you up, and maybe they might even start video recording these kind of acts. I mean, what do you really think should happen? I'm like this. It's already bad enough in the world as it is. I mean, come on now. We got terrorism. We got bombings. We got stabbings. We have shootings. We have crooked cops. We got all these little chemical things people are doing. And then you want to add in having a group of clowns going around stabbing up people. I think, just like they said, they're charging the people like terrorists, and I mean at any age, because they said even a little kid was doing this. If you're willing to put on a clown outfit and stab somebody up, or if you're willing to join a cult and go around and take out people, then you should be ready for whatever the consequence is going to be. Also now, the financial crisis in America. I don't know about anybody else, and I'm not trying to say this is because of any president or so forth, or what everybody wants to say, because now, some people say with Obama and office, things are better. Other people saying it's worse as hell. And some people it's like, hey, I'm rich, so I'm covered. I don't have nothing to worry about. Or they have seniority in their business. Or they've been, doing something for so long. They always have a backup or a covering. Or they might have something in the bank. Now, in my case, I think our best president was Bill Clinton. I just don't get why they try to do the Monica Lewinsky stuff. Because I think everybody get their fellatio on. I'm just being honest with you. I don't think nobody's out here just a straight-up virgin or everybody's faithful. And here's my thing. That doesn't have nothing to do with the political debate. That doesn't have nothing to do with running the country. That has nothing to do with what you're going to eat the next day because the president received oral. So if you're talking about Bush and all the things that went wrong in his presidency, you're going to talk about Obama and things that have gone drastically crazy. And if you're talking about the fact of Hillary not seeming sure and having all these hidden secrets and Donald Trump telling you everything in the world that he possibly going to be wrong, I would say we need to start focusing on leadership like Bill Clinton. I mean, really just think it through. Everybody was peaceful. The job market was nice. You had your benefits. There wasn't so many people trying to get over in them certain fields. Cops, I think even they probably were even a little bit more pleasant. And I seem like they just try and jump out and pull whatever they want to do. So I'm like this. Either we need a president that's going to really be here for us, meet the people's needs, or we just need to go ahead and say, you know what? we're not going to do the lesser of two evils, because either way you look at it, let's say Hillary with her health emotional breakdown, gets too sick, gets too tired, gets unsure, other countries might not recognize a woman, what you do now? Then you got Donald Trump. He'll be the next tyrant. He'll be like Ivan the Terrible. He'll be like Idi Amin. He'll be like Genghis Khan. He'll be like Hitler. So, I mean, do you really want to just say, because, okay, since I'm Republican, I'm just one Republican, so we don't have a Democrat in office. And as a Democrat, do you really want to say, well, even despite the person, they really meet everything they said they were going to do, and there's still stuff popping up, and then also with the health issue, do you really want to go in that kind of direction? I say not, so. In mind with that, I'm still trying to figure out what's going to be the next thing in line. I'm going to research that, and next week we'll talk about that again, about what do you do when there's no really good leader for the country and there's usually only two people left in the debate. Does it become like a forfeit, or do you say, hey, the show must go on and we just have to cross our fingers? Anyway, next, how should we lower crime? Now, back when I was in school, and also this was even in the debate, you usually had to map out your plan. You had to do research for your plan. You had to even test your plan. I say we should have a neighborhood watch. I say we should have cameras on every corner, every street, every place where there's, like, bad lighting. So that way they have good lighting on the camera so people can see what's going on. I say things should be recorded and given to, like, the town hall. I say if a person is doing something drastically illegal, then, of course, there should be drastic measures taken for them. We shouldn't just do a pat on the back or wait till you get to a court system, because you don't know how much stuff the person might be doing in trying to prey on the territory and then maybe set up things to end up endangering the lives of the people within the community. And then also I say we should definitely always have patrols, because think about it, even when kids come off the bus or some people walk home or some people even do single file, or maybe your parents don't come on time or you might live in the backwoods, being babysitted, it's like you always have to have some kind of guard, some kind of person around, because you just never know what's going to happen. You know, in this day and age, it's just like horrible. Back in the days, it was like certain people you just never messed with. You never messed with children. You never mess with the elderly. You never mess with the disability. Now people will beat the heck out of a disabled person. They will shoot school up of innocent kids just for no reason. And then you got some people out here, they're just like, hey, I'm just bored. I don't have nothing else to do. Let's go into a movie theater and do whatever. So we need to start being more protective and responsible. That's mean even with our technology. I heard a person said that they wore some goggles and could see right into a person's house and see what they was wearing. And you got these phones that could tell you where you live, what you're doing, how many people in the area, what you do on a daily activity. So we need to be mindful of all this cybersecurity type stuff, cyber invasion and stuff, if we want to really make it back to how we were comfortable and relaxed and really taking care of our people, that we have to be more aware and conscious within our communities. All right, the next thing that I have for us to talk about, what should really be happening to help us with improving our financial status? Now, I know some people, I've talked about this many times on the show, and I know not everybody's going to hear this or try it out because you're like, you need something immediate, you need something fast, or you want something that's always reliable. But I say, even if you start off doing some volunteer services and doing some workshops and even working at, like, churches or maybe, like, Salvation Army or, you know, just try some jobs that can give you, like, some credibility, make it look like you're not just doing nothing. Because a lot of people, they feel like, well, if something's due the next week, then I'm going to sell this, or I'm going to end up having to do stuff online, and you know it's not really going to work for you, and you're up in more debt, or you're going to take you out a loan, and now you have so much debt that you can't even get out of it. It'd be like 8 to like 21%, and then your credit score even gets messed up. I say even when jobs are not really trying to hire you, do volunteer work, cut some lawns, do some painting, change some tires. You know, there's always something out here you can do. And I'd be like, I see so many stores that just be so inconsistent with their cashiers and how they treat people. It's like there has to be something, just anything, just to keep you at least occupied. Because you know, the first time you start making some money and it starts seeming like everything good, then it's going to be like, how did you get the money? Do you have pay stubs? Do you report your taxes? And of course, you know, a lot of people out here do business, and it's something to do it even under the table. But so long as you have something reliable, something to fall back on, and then it's not going to be like once you retire or you get to retirement age, it's like now you work. You should always have something to fall back on. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Because I've done things like cut grass. I've done painting sheds. Like I said, I do the surveys, online gaming and stuff like that. But I know not everybody's secure because you feel like you'd be down on your luck. You're trying to get yourself back together. And you might have been used to a certain lifestyle, but just don't give up. Stay focused and don't get like these people out here, like I say, turn to clowns or dirty cops talking about they robbing people or taking their weed and other stuff like that. Just try to stay mindful. Well, this has been a very good show, and I'm sorry that it's been so short. I'm going to leave y'all off with some music. Like I said, tomorrow night we're going to be coming back at 11:30, and we're going to be doing movie night, story night, talk about it all like that. Then we're going to be doing poetry night on Thursday. And then, like I said, on Saturday, it's going to be the audience topic night. So whatever you can come up with, I'll be checking it out. And if it's more than one person doing different topics, then maybe I'll do, like, each person's topic throughout the month of October. But let your friends know about the show. And then, like I said, if you want to be interviewed on the show, once again, just hit me up at my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to close out tonight with RZA doing this song, The Tragedy, on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Take care.
Word up. Wu-Tang up in this joint. Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang. 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 Wu-Tang forever. Word. Wu-Tang forever. Change forever, the resurrecting your sector from Shaolin to the holy city of Mecca. Yo, yo, assassination, vaccination, poor education, infatuation with Satan, world global nation, taxation, Bible optic, microscopic, biological germ, mad child, burglar on the market, captain of your starship. I never departed once I started to explore these regions that was uncharted. Leave your heart broken. Yo, I stand tall like buildings on Van Dyke or Mike. Beast strike like a noisy Ford Twain late night. Jace got New York for the life we out of state. Can't smoke a bone in a staircase without getting chased. Penny candy poisonous rappers. Best to chill or get your head gas. Lemon head, sour patch kids. Best to grab a lifesaver. I draw break ya, Boston Baker. Then plant my sunflower seed on every square acre. The beauty of my nature shown through Sequoia or Mecca. When I made myself equality known to my reflector. Stay in your playpen, boy, and battle for your formula and cries. You pacify this lullaby from the black butterfly. This metamorphosis as the king takes his office. Keep my planets in orbit, never forfeit or quit. Move forward, I talk with the awkward slang. I walk with the Wu-Tang jam. Heavy doors can't be held down by the laws of gravity. Watch for the alarm of the temple trying to plot your tragedy. And gain rank with the hostage who's at the banquet. But attempting to hijack the Wu-Tang mansion under his blanket. Can't interpret cause your brain is short circuit. This dumbness lets your body numbness try to come amongst us. What's your angle, rectangle, or triangle? As my tooth or square drains you of your power, the death angel tangles you like a weed token, a helpless flower. You cower, you feel the power of the final shower. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang. That's right, 97 February. Wu-Tang coming at you. Load up.